The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tonight I want to talk about divine encounter at the thin place. When Jesus died on the cross, a door was opened, and the place between heaven and earth became thin. Do you remember that place where they said that in the temple the curtain kind of split into two from the top, which means no human being could have done that, signifying that the divide between the Holy of Holies and us was that gone. So we have as much access to the Father than before. And the Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples mourned his death and hid in fear. According to Luke, women prepared spices and ointments on Friday and rested on Sabbath and went to the tomb on Sunday. The disciples were deeply concerned about what would happen next. There was grief, there was despair, and there was concern. And rightly so, because Jesus had told them to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. And this was waiting by faith for a divine encounter. So, you know, they saw him die on the cross, and so they had to wait. But Christian tradition has many people arguing about where did Jesus go from the time of his death until his resurrection. Did he descend into hell, as the Nicene Creed tells us? If so, what happened there? There's an ancient homily from some Catholic readings for Holy Saturday that mentions a great silence that stilled the earth while Jesus was searching for Adam, our first father, as a lost sheep, and including all the people who have died before Christ came. They also needed the encounter with Jesus, just like you and me did and his disciples. And that's why tonight we are contemplating on the fact that not all is lost as it appears. We must have a firm trust in our God who can turn our sorrows into joy, the one who can redeem any desperate situation and can forgive us and make us acceptable before him, the one who can wipe away our tears and renew our life by his Spirit. So will this night be a night where you surrender everything to God? Just in case you are still tense and holding on to certain things. But tonight, Jesus will triumph over the world, defeating death and the grave. And it is for this reason, as the last day of Holy Week becomes our thin place where it is easy for us to be closer to God, heaven and earth, for us identifying with Christ's death will mean to die to our own carnal old ways, which opposes God, so that we can emerge out victorious as Christ emerged in resurrection. So this thin place where the new covenant was sealed with the blood of the Lamb of God, yes, this thin place is hope for us. When everything else seemed depressingly hopeless, a war in Europe and a lot of things in the newspaper telling you otherwise, our tears and prayers are heard in heaven. God is with us. So tonight, you heard all the encounters with God from the Exodus to the New Testament and all these God's mighty acts of salvation for his people. Jesus took the sorrows and the sighing and the bleeding and the dying and the laying on the stone-cold tomb and turned all that into great joy and life in the Spirit. So the joy of this new spiritual birth from being born from above, that's why tonight we made a point of recommitting to a genuine discipleship, new life in Jesus Christ. Renew your relationship with Jesus Christ. May this Easter season bring new life, new perspective, new hope for you. May we experience the power of the resurrection in our personal lives. May Jesus be present to you in your work, in your family, and in your relationships. Amen.